COA News Bureau notes. I'm Laurel Bowman. Microsoft is in advanced talks to buy the U.S. operations of TikTok. That's the popular Chinese-owned video app that has been a source of national security and censorship concerns. The potential deal would be a victory for both companies, making Microsoft a major player in the social media arena and providing relief to TikTok and its parent company. This comes after U.S. President Donald Trump said he would take action to ban TikTok in the United States. The World Health Organization says the coronavirus pandemic will be a lengthy one and cites the likelihood of response fatigue. So far, worldwide, more than 17.8 million people have been infected and over 685,000 people have died. Those numbers come from Johns Hopkins University. Australia imposed an overnight curfew on its second biggest city Sunday and banned people from moving more than 5 kilometers from home in a bid to control a growing coronavirus outbreak that is infecting hundreds daily. Declaring a state of disaster, Victoria Premier Daniel Andrews says Melbourne will move to stage 4 restrictions until September 13th. The hardest rules in Australia to date will see residents face a curfew from 8 p.m. to 5 a.m. for the next 6 weeks. Only those carrying out essential work or seeking or providing care will be allowed out. China is sending 7 Chinese health officials to Hong Kong Sunday to begin widespread COVID-19 testing in the territory. These 7 are the first of a 60-member team China is sending. Hong Kong is experiencing a third wave of the coronavirus outbreak. And India is reporting nearly 55,000 new coronavirus cases Sunday. South Africa's health minister says more than 500,000 coronavirus cases have been confirmed in that country.